I'm speechless.
Well, that's true.
Hey, congratulations.
What?
I told him, puppy. I mean, if we're engaged, we really shouldn't be ashamed of it. He's racing back to New York. He just came in for a few hours to fuck me.
Takes a few hours.
Give me your ring.
No.
Give it to me.
No, it's yours.
When Patrick wants to marry you, you have to give an engagement ring.
Don't give me that. I'm confident you're doing this
to me. You know, I've come all this way to help you, but this, you're insane.
Please, for one day, find you.
I guess it's just the way that you always talked about George. That it always seemed like, it sounded like George was gay. Actually, yes.
No! You have a misconception.
It is. Because George likes to pretend that he's gay.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I find it attracts women.
Indeed, yes. Work for me. Big time.
Hi. Oh my God, gracious to the altar.
Underplay.
Got it. Hey! I'm George's fiancé, George. Just in town for a quick pre-conjugal visit, if you catch my drift.
I do.
You're going to humiliate me, aren't you?
Only if I can.
You just want me. Stay away from me.
Against God's plan?
No! Oh, no! Wonderful! You have to meet George. George.
You must be Kimmy's little sister.
Oh.
Fiancé, they're going to be married.
No.
Yes.
I wanted to shout it from the rooftop, but Jules said no.
Pumpkin, no. This is Kimmy's day. Let's not take the attention away from Kimmy. Dear, sweet, adorable, chocolate-covered Kimmy. Those were the very words.
Me too. George, this is so sweet of you to come to our rehearsal. I insist you stay on for lunch.
No, absolutely.
Love to. Love the bag, love the shoes, love everything, love to.
Darling, what about your flight?
Cancelled.
I can tell you this now, but I was very worried about you.
About me?
Yeah, I mean, all the stories that Michael told me were hilarious. But I mean, all those broken relationships, all those men. It must have hurt going through so many guys and never finding the right one.
Yeah, she couldn't sit down for 7 years until she met you and she needed a little me.
And all the while, the man of your dreams is right in front of you.
She's talking about me.
George?
Yes, Sally.
How did you and Julianne meet?
George is my ever.
Oh! But Poopy, we met long time before that. Actually, it's a very romantic story. Would you like to tell it, sweetie?
No, it's private.
Oh, not anymore. I first met Julianne in a mental institution. Julianne was there visiting some French chef. She went insane with a bad review. And I was there visiting Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick?
Well, yes, he thought it was Dionne Warwick.
Who is Dionne Warwick?
Sacrilege, darling.
She's Whitney Houston's aunt.
She's very good on the Psychic Friends Network.
Oh. Do you know the way to San Jose? La 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 la.
So, there I was with Dionne, whose real name, by the way, is Jerry. We're having one hell of a thing, Tom. And suddenly, breezing through the doors from the electric shock therapy room, I saw her. A vision. Pink. Pink. You don't wear pink.
She does, Michael. Sometimes she does wear pink.
George.
You do.
I do.
Now, I said to Dionne, Dionne, who is this vision? Qu'est-ce que c'est cette vision? Surely she must be the understudy to some fabulous Broadway star. I mean, look at her skin.
George.
Who does her hair? And in that moment, I knew.
Okay, we don't all need to know what we know.
I'm very curious. I do. I knew. Someday it would end up like this. Like some glittering Doris Day, Rock Hudson extravaganza. I said to Dionne, Dionne, I'm in love. Could this siren love me? Are the gods that kind? And Dionne turned to me, opened her lovely eyes and said,
what did she say?
The moment I wake up. Before I put on my makeup,
I'll say a little prayer for you.
While combing my hair now, while wondering what dress to wear now,
I say a little prayer for you.
Forever and ever, you stay in my heart. I will love you forever and ever. We never part. Oh, how I love you together. Forever, it's not the key to live without you. Who will live in heartbreak for me? I run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. The world judges take time. And all through my talk to break time, I stand a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you. Forever and ever, we never part. Oh, how I love you together. Forever and ever, I can't pretend to love you. We don't need to heartbreak for me. There is no wonder you love me too. And I'm in love with you. I'm in my birthday. So you love me too.
You take my heart and I will love you forever. And then we know what I want to love you together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, how about you, actually?
All right, you've made your point. I'm planning to go, and I will call you as soon as century when I've forgiven you.
Sure. It never worked out, you know.
Yeah, because it was dishonest.
Different temperaments. Look, it's only loving. Try to put it.
George. What will we do?
Just kidding. You'll stand beside your little queen. kissing goodbye. And go home. That's what you came here to do. So do it.
Tingly Kurtang, Tingclass.com.